You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this is Eric Dye. On today's show of Event Talk is Joel Cunningham, co-owner and head of video production for Parametric Studios, a Phoenix, Arizona-based video production company. Joel studied at SCC at ASU and began acting at the age of five, which would go on to ignite his passion for video production. Joel has worked in video and film production for the past 15 years with roles as a cinematographer, writer, director, and producer for corporate events and videos to feature film shoots. He will be sharing today tips to hire a video production company for your next event. Joel, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you as well. So first of all, Joel, as planners consider bringing on a video production company for an event, what do they need to think about before reaching out to you?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I think one of the biggest things that we always really like to know, or at least for the people that are reaching out to have in mind, is the scope of their event. And really what that involves is, you know, we're going to be asking them a number of questions so we can write them up the best proposal that we possibly can. So we just need them to be prepared with really the size of the event, what the event should look like, you know, from cameras to, you know, quality to editing, pretty much what it is that they're trying to accomplish with the actual video production for that event. So that's huge, and that's probably the biggest thing I can say is, you know, focus on scope, focus on what exactly it is you're trying to have covered with this event. And then I additionally have two other things which I usually feel like are very important to sort of have in mind when you reach out to us. One is simply just quality of the event. Since we are, you know, a video production team, there's any number of different types of cameras or equipment that we can be using to make this production happen. You know, we can be doing anything from running around with hand cams to, you know, having a jib, you know, to a glide cam to, you know, whatever. So when you're looking at a scope, think of also quality. Think of, you know, do you want us to have this on 4K footage? Do you want us to just do a 1080p? What exactly are you looking to have this quality-wise made into? And then the third and final thing is something that most people just, you know, it just sort of takes some time to think about is budget. You know, are you trying to turn this into some amazing, huge production? You know, do you want lots of cameramen? You know, that's fine. That is great. We would love to provide that if we can, but, you know, that also comes with a larger budget. And we've all talked to a few clients before and sort of helped them realize, okay, well, you're looking for this. It's going to cost this, and sometimes that can be a bit of a frustration with clients. They don't see, okay, budget-wise, this doesn't work, but we want to make this work. So those are my three big things right there. Would that be scope, quality, and budget would be the best things to consider.
What specific information do companies like yours typically need from planners to develop as accurate as possible proposal for service?
Well, there's a lot of things there. We're going to be asking, like I said, a lot of questions to try and figure out how to make this proposal happen. So one of the biggest things that we like to know about that really just helps us put together a good proposal for the services is the event space itself, sort of the location details. A lot of times it's difficult for us, and it might be difficult for you, but we need to know, you know, if we're going to be going into some sort of large gallery, if we're going to be shooting in an office, you know, where is this event going to be taking place? We need to know, you know, size of it, you know, what kind of lighting is going to be there. A lot of times that just means, you know, give us some photos if you have those, or let us know who we can contact at the event location if you have a contact there, that we might be able to get some more details about that place. So that's huge. Another thing is, and this is something that is becoming more and more common with events, is live stream or iMagging. A lot of companies like to have live streams that they can put onto the internet to show people that aren't actually in attendance, you know, what they're doing. So have that in mind. Let us know about iMagging. iMagging is, you know, if you have some sort of projector that you want to show the, you know, a larger image for everyone that's attending on a screen. You know, we can provide cameras that allow that as well. You know, we just have to coordinate that with the location a lot of times. Things like the event links, whether you want raw footage or edited footage. Additionally, you know, number of cameras. You know, do you want two different size of the event being covered? Do you want just one straight on? Pretty much any type of specialty equipment that you would think of, you know, like we talked about earlier, like a glide cam or a jib or something like that would be great to know going into this. You know, once again, this is something that you can kind of tell us your scope, and we can try and provide what we think would be best equipment-wise. But if you have that in mind already, that definitely helps. And then I would say the last two things, if we're going to be doing interviews, if you want us to be doing interviews, you know, do you want some sort of set to be there at the location, or how would you like to handle that? And then additionally, if there's going to be any audio-video team that's sort of already at the location, you know, a lot of times that corporate group or a corporate event, when they come into a location, they want their own audio team or someone that's going to take care of IMAGing or something like that. And if our job is to come in and film the event, a lot of times it's helpful to us to sort of team up with that group. They know what's going on. We know what's going on. We can talk to them. A lot of times we can, you know, provide them with footage or provide them with a cabling network to, you know, get audio or something like that. So it's really good for us as well. We can take audio from them to just have that contact with their group. So those would be the best things I could say that would be great to have to make a really accurate proposal for the event recording.
Now, as planners receive and review a proposal for video production, what do they need to look for? What do they need to understand in order to avoid frustration during the project, kind of like what you mentioned earlier?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question as well. You know, it's very easy to, I'd say, look at a proposal and just see a lot of different, you know, numbers and figures and information and things like that. So it is important to really go through in detail and try to look at the proposal for what it is and understand the different aspects of it. One of the things that I always try and make very clear with everyone that I'm doing events for is we try to put together a strong list of our production equipment. So we try to include, you know, what cameras we're going to be using, what type of audio gear we're going to be using, if there's a lighting kit, you know, what kind of lighting kit we're going to be using. And that can be a frustration for some different events groups because, you know, they're going to show up, this corporate company, and they're going to say, okay, well, they don't have the right amount of light coverage. You know, it's like, well, we put that in the proposal. We try to work that out, but, you know, it only goes so far. And sometimes if we put that in there and you don't correct us, then that would be a problem. So try to look through the production equipment as best as you can. You don't necessarily have to have an understanding of all of it, but feel free to ask questions about that production equipment. You know, what is it used for? Why do you need it? And everything like that. Additionally, a lot of us will require sort of, and this goes back to the budget, a percentage of the cost of the event at the time of the recording. So it's important to check that out and see if you're comfortable with that, with the percentage, or just being prepared that, you know, at the time of the event, if we come up to you expecting, you know, half or, you know, 50 or 40, whatever it is, that you're comfortable with us doing that at the time of the recording event. I would say as well, one of the biggest differences between most shoots, I mean, obviously we're going to use different gear, but a lot of different events will either want footage edited or they will just want basically the raw footage, you know. So look at that and be aware, you know, what exactly are you being provided with your editing or what are you being provided with your raw footage? A lot of times, even if we're providing raw footage for the event and for the corporate group, we'll go in and post and sync up better audio. So we'll usually record a separate audio track to our footage and then sync that up in post and then send that footage off to our client. So, you know, review if a company's going to do that, if they're not going to do that, you know, are they charging for that? We don't, but, you know, maybe some client out there does. You know, and then additionally, how long is that going to take? You know, is that going to take 2 or 3 days to get you that footage? Is it going to take, you know, 3 weeks, 3 business weeks? It's something to be familiar with because that can be very frustrating in post if you're like, well, where's my footage? And, you know, it's still in the editing project process. So, and then the last thing I would say is just try to be comfortable or at least understanding and knowledgeable of the production schedule that is listed within the proposal. You know, any good proposal should include, okay, well, here's our schedule, you know, our plan for arrival at the event location. This is what we're planning on doing when we get to the event, and what we're planning on taking care of first or last or, you know, all throughout. So be comfortable with that. So when we arrive on the set, or not the set, but the event location, you're not wondering why are they doing this now and where are they at and how that's going on. Because, you know, sometimes you receive calls from people going, you know, where are you at? It's like, well, you know, we listed on the schedule, we're going to be there at 8, you know, and it's only 7:30. So those would be the big things I would say, you know, really be familiar with in the proposal to really avoid, hopefully, frustration that would come with something like this.
Today we are with Joel Cunningham, co-owner and head of video production for Parametric Studios, a Phoenix, Arizona-based video production company, here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Joel, going on site, how can planners best support the video production process?
Well, you know, for us, the interesting thing is that as a video production group, hopefully, you know, after, you know, scoping everything and getting the proposal put together, we're going to go on site really with our game together and ready to go and ready to shoot this. So not in a mean way, but, you know, the best thing that oftentimes you can do as planners is really to just kind of give us a little bit of space. It's great to have that, especially that initial contact when we get there, to kind of see, you know, if there's any details we need to know about, give us a little heads up if there's any, you know, helpful insight you might have that we might need, you know, key people, key locations, stuff like that. But a lot of times, you know, we've had situations where we'll go into an event and the planner, you know, we love them, but, you know, they just want to stand right behind us, you know, while we're doing video recording or, you know, as we're setting up. And that can be very difficult. There's, you know, a general production rule. It's not really a rule, but it's something that most people follow that, you know, if you've got a person operating a camera, you try not to stand directly behind them or right by them because it can, you know, distract them and prevent them from doing their job very well. A lot of times, you know, we get there for an event, you know, we're just going to be spending our time setting up equipment, you know, moving to a location. Be available for us to, you know, ask questions or, you know, if we have an issue that we can run it by you. But also try to give us a little bit of space so we can, you know, really focus and do our job to the best of our abilities. So, yeah.
Good stuff. And lastly, what are your top three tips for planners to ensure that a video project turns out exactly as they wanted?
Oh, great question to end on. I would say provide really good and detailed information with your video team. So it's about having an open sort of dialogue, open communication with them, especially in that planning phase, where you're comfortable with what's going on and they're comfortable, you know, with what's going on as well. So you guys pretty much, you know, the proposal, you know, what's been scoped, you know, everything that's being put together. That is a huge tip. I would say just be open with your communication. You know, whether it's text, email, phone conversation, just let them know that you're available, you know, and in what ways you're available to discuss different aspects. So that is huge. I would say, you know, we talked about this earlier, but definitely review the proposal closely. Make sure that you're comfortable with all aspects of it. And then also, you know, if they have a reel or they have a resume, if they can provide one, you know, we try to provide a reel, you know, definitely if anybody needs one, definitely review that and make sure that, you know, what you're getting is something that isn't just, you know, some guy with his hand cam running around and he has a friend and they're going to come and they're going to, you know, shoot your event. And then I would say as well, that kind of ties into the big tip that I would have is don't hire cheap just because you can. You know, you might have a friend or a brother or somebody that knows some guy with a 5D or a camera, and, you know, they might do an amazing job, but, you know, we try to create and be a very professional service that operates within a, you know, very professional capacity, and we're going to come in, we're going to do a job that makes you happy and makes you feel comfortable. And a lot of times, you know, a young team, a team that doesn't know what's going on, they're not prepared, and it's not that they can't do that, but sometimes they need some time to really grow and learn their abilities before they can take on something bigger. So I would say, yeah, don't hire cheap just because you can. So those are my three big tips I could offer any video group or person looking to hire a video group.
Well, certainly appreciate your time. If you would, share with our listeners where they can be in best contact with you and get more information as well about Parametric Studios online.
Well, absolutely. We have a website you can definitely check out. It's www.parametricstudios.com. Parametric is Parametric, and it's Studios with an S. Definitely, if you have any questions, you can shoot us an email, which is just info@parametricstudios.com. You can shoot me an email directly as well, which is joel@parametricstudios.com. Or you can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 480-220-8444. So any of those ways would be great, and we'd love to hear from you guys.
Excellent. Joel, certainly appreciate your time today, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with Joel Cunningham, co-owner and head of video production for Parametric Studios, a Phoenix, Arizona-based video production company. And once again, the website of reference is parametricstudios.com. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.